Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This is Sheen, your host, and today is just me and you. I feel like it's the end of year and we need to start talking a little bit about how 2024 went and what are our plans for 2025. And I always find it easiest to think of this in terms of personal and professional. Looking back at the start of 2024, I started the year being employed, left full-time employment for the first time, went into trying to build two businesses on the side of teaching part-time. And now by the end of the year, all three of them are still surviving. So it means that we did something well. But personally, that was a year of a lot of learning about how resilient I am. Some things did not go really well, which required legal assistance. And for the first time, I felt brave enough to actually, you know, be like, okay, you know what? I've been wronged. I'm going to take this to court. And that was a big, big decision, which kind of like made me feel really brave. So learning to fight for my own rights, kind of like taking that leap of faith and kind of like believing in myself and my opportunities and being like, okay, you know what? We are so lucky to be in this country where so much is happening for us that let's just try it out. And, you know, and even convincing myself that, you know, if things don't work out, it's fine. We can always go back. We can always do something else. Let's just give it a go. And that was also big learning. I lost some important friends this year. Again, that was a learning. And there's another video on that about navigating adult friendships. I met some incredible people this year, which has been amazing. I've hit some really good milestones, which made me appreciate the work that I do. For the first time in my life, I wake up super excited about a busy day because I love what I do. And again, this has been really great. At the same time, I've also struggled emotionally with the lack of kind of like stability that comes with, you know, being self-employed. And this is still, you know, a journey. We're still learning how to be okay with that. But yeah, that's personally it. And I think I've spent a lot more time trying to build relationships with the people that I care and phased out gradually the people that should have been phased out years ago from my life. But also made some really good connections this year, spent more time with my family. And I think this has been exactly how I would want to be spending my time. Now, when it comes to professionally, of course, the podcast, thanks to all of you, has been doing extremely well. You know, we hit some really incredible milestones, be it being in the top 5% on Spotify, being nominated for an award, you know, hitting like 500,000 impressions on Spotify monthly. And it's just, we've had such incredible guests. And the fact that now whenever I message like people who I would have thought are out of reach for the podcast and they are responding, it's crazy, crazy. So yeah, it's been a really good year on that front. I've managed to sustain my life financially by doing my own thing, which a few years ago I would not have thought was possible. So that's been good. I've worked with some incredible brands. I've worked with some incredible people overall. I've hired a few people, made my few hires. People have been amazing. I love my team. So yeah, overall it's been really good. But not to say that, of course, I feel like when we look back, we always look back with like rose-tinted glasses. But it was hard. It is still super hard. I'm not going to lie. You know, there's a lot of like self-doubt that comes in. There's a lot of worry about the future. There's a lot of over-planning and over-analyzing. And I think that's just human nature. We can't really change that. And that's okay. But I think now looking ahead to 2025, I think we need to make some decisions, because 2025 needs to be the year for all of us, okay, 2025 is going to be the year where we smash it and, you know, we each accomplish something that we have been really working hard for or looking forward to. And of course, like, I'll be doing a vision board. Last time I made one was when I was still at uni, and I haven't done one since. But to be fair, reflecting back, a lot of that actually came true. On that vision board, there was my TEDx, there was moving to Dubai, there was getting a job as a consultant, and all of that happened. But since then, I never did one, and I feel like I want to do one this year. And one way of thinking through it is also through this video, where with you, we're going to go through the different things that we need to think about in order to make sure that our life is the best one ever in 2025. So let's get into it. So obviously, we'll start with a professional one, because that's more... that will keep the more juicy part for the rest. And I think the main thing that comes to mind when it comes to the professional goals and development for 2025 is you need to step out of your own way. I feel like we end up spending so much time overthinking, doubting ourselves, convincing ourselves that we have imposter syndrome, that we're not ready, there'll be a right time, blah, 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 blah. We need to stop. Okay, we have all the skills that we need. And if we don't have it, you learn it on the way of doing it. So just focus on absolutely smashing whatever you want to do. Get out of your way. If you want to start a podcast, just do it. You learn by doing. The worst case scenario that happens here is that the 30 people who watch your first episodes don't like it. That's it. The amplitude of it is not that bad. So we need to stop overthinking. If you hate your job, quit it. If you feel like you want a promotion but you're not ready, get out of your way. Ask for that promotion. Just get out of your way. It's time to really focus on all the things that we want to do, and all that energy, time, and, you know, like, just you're draining yourself. Just be convincing yourself that you're not ready. So just get rid of all of that and put all of that energy into being the best version of yourself. That's the first step here. My second advice is that stop listening to advice. Honestly, I recorded a video about this recently. If it's already out, I'll link it here. But I feel like we get so many contradicting advice from the world, right? They'll tell you, oh, dream big, chase whatever you want. But at the same time, they'll tell you, you know, be grateful for what you have. Or things like, never give up, or know when to stop trying. And I'm like, what is going on? You know, and that's the thing. Advice is loud, it's everywhere, but it's also extremely contradicting. And that's how it should be, because different people have different life experiences. Your life is completely different to mine. And therefore, whatever worked for me might completely backfire for you. Or whatever worked for you really well might do nothing for me. And that's why we need to stop taking advice from people. And here I am giving you advice about this. I get it, ironic. But what I'm saying here is that you need to know, what do you want to achieve? And you know best what is the way to do this. And if you ask for advice from someone who you can have, you know, like, two-way conversation with, and give them feedback, give them context about your life so that they can give you the right advice that is relevant to you, then yes. But stop listening to all the gurus online that will tell you, if you don't wake up at 5 a.m., that's it, it's not for you. That's not how it works, okay? And people telling you, you know, you need to hustle and grind. Okay, not everyone is meant for the hustle. You need to quit your job. Not everybody's meant to quit their job. So you need to absolutely be convinced of who you want to be and what you want to achieve, and then ask people who know you personally and your life story personally for advice. Stop listening to everyone on the internet who has a mic. Okay? The other thing is, stop the comparison game. Okay? We are all on our own tracks here. We have our own timings. We have our own hurdles, our own little detours. Not everybody is running the same race. So stop trying to compete with people. Okay, even me, I was thinking about this the other day. I met this girl and she was younger than me, and she told me she's been working for 7 years. And I was like, huh? How? I've only worked for like 3 years. I was like, how? And then I was like, oh yeah, I did spend a long time at university. So therefore, if you were to compare only our work experience, she has much more experience than me. sure, and that's great. But if I was to let that make me feel like I don't have enough work experience, that would be silly of me, because I have more university experience than she does. So that means that we are on completely different journeys. There's no right or wrong. It's just different people have different life experiences. We have different challenges, man. I feel like we keep forgetting that, you know, we all come from very different places. We all have some sort of unfair advantages. We all have some sort of privilege, and we need to acknowledge that privilege. And talking about privilege, you know, we're talking about the end of year here, and I feel the need to talk about this again, which is like, we tend to forget, okay, that how much privilege we have. You know, for example, how privileged we are from, you know, being extremely full from eating too much. That just means we have a lot of food. We are privileged and blessed, okay? For example, being like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed, I have such a full day today. We are privileged to have a job, okay? And simple things like, oh my God, I don't have anything to wear. Yeah, that's because we are privileged to have abundance. And I think we keep seeing a lot of the privilege that we have that other people would die to have, right? We just take it for granted, and we just always, always complain. And I think it's this rewiring of the brain as well, and that change in mindset, in order to understand that we need to be grateful. Gratitude really helps with this, you know? And gratitude, again, really protects you from the comparison game, because if you think from that lens of gratitude, you think, I'm so grateful in order to be here. I'm so grateful that I have achieved everything that I have achieved. I'm so grateful for this day. I'm so grateful that, you know, I get to sit here and film this video and talk to you. I'm so grateful that I am now in this beautiful studio, when in the past I used to record at home. This changes the mindset, instead of me thinking, ugh, but you know, this person has more views than me. Ugh, I haven't made it to this level yet. I haven't made it to this milestone. Oh my God, I'm not the biggest podcast in the world yet. So all of this really changes your mindset, and it makes you appreciate how far you've come. And we tend to forget how far we've come, and we overwhelm ourselves with that, being like, oh my God, it's not happening as quickly as I want it to happen. And I get it. I'm the same. My friend literally yelled at me the other day because I was telling her, oh my God, like, you know, not much has happened since last year. I was hoping a lot more growth than that would happen. And she was like, you literally hit 100K this year. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And she was annoyed. And she was like, you went full time on podcasting and it sustained your lifestyle. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. So see, we always forget. We take these things for granted. Why? Because we are comparing it to something that we don't have. And that's human nature. We always compare with what we don't have rather than what we have. And it needs to stop. It really needs to stop. I can't tell you what to do in your professional life, because first of all, I don't know yet what you do professionally. But what I can tell you is that work on your mindset, you know, be a winner. And how do you become a winner? You don't compare yourself with anyone else. You are self-confident. You know what you're meant for. You know what you want, and you're working towards it. And none of this random noise around you is going to detract you from what you're meant to achieve. And also, you're just grateful for everything that you've done. And you know that, you know, whatever took you this far is going to take you further ahead. And that's the best way to frame your mind before we start 2025. And of course, set yourself some really big goals, because we are going to make 2025 our year, right? Okay, that wraps up the professional part. Let's talk about the personal part. The first thing I want to tell you is you need to learn how to let things go. And this is now my mantra as well. We need to let things go. You know, whether it is someone has wronged you, someone it does not like you back, or someone did you dirty, this friend is being shady, or, you know, I didn't get this contract, this person was rude to me, this car cut me off. Okay, maybe not the last part, because road rage, I can't let go of. But you need to let things go. We need to stop holding on to all of these things, all of this revenge that we have, all of this bad blood. Let it go. It's high time we let it go. It's time to turn the page and really not spend any of your energy, any of your precious time on it. Let it go. Honestly, letting things go is the best thing I've tried to do this year, and it really helps. And at the end of the day, you know, nothing is that deep. Like, really nothing is that deep. Even if you think about a person that did you dirty, okay. Or like, you know, if you like somebody and then they kind of like ghosted you or something, okay. You know, think of it that way. Like, no love is ever wasted. No good action is ever wasted. It will find a way back to you. And even if it doesn't, maybe that person needed that love that you could give them and they couldn't give you back. And at that point in their life, your role was to give them that love, you know, and see it that way and let things go, move on. Just don't hold resentment. And wasn't it Buddha that said, like, resentment and revenge and all of that is like drinking poison and hoping that the other person dies? Because you are making yourself go through harmful situations because you're holding on to resentment. So let it go. Let it go, as Elsa would have said. Also, 2025, let's make it the year we get to know ourselves, okay? So this is one thing I'm really trying to put into practice, is that I want to know who I am as a person, and I want to stop living for others or based on what others have told me is the best way to live. You know, stop trying to please people. Stop trying to think that, what will people say? Or I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want, you know, people pleaser. Like, I was a huge people pleaser. I stopped. I am now very comfortable with you painting me as the villain in your life. That's okay. I probably was, to be honest. But, and that's okay. You know, I play different roles in different people's lives. And if it makes you feel better to think of me as the villain, that is absolutely fine. I'm okay with that. I am not going to bend over backwards to just please you and make sure that we don't have any sort of altercation or any sort of, you know, like, bad words. I don't want that. Because now, we want open and honest communication. If someone comes to me being like, oh, you know, they take a little dig at me passive aggressively, I will go full aggressive. I'll be like, what are you trying to say? Let's come out, say it. Do you want to say I'm the B word? Let's say it. Maybe I am. Probably I am. Who knows? But we are not going to pretend anymore. No more pretending. Enough. You know, we spend so much time trying to please others. And you know what you're doing? You're betraying yourself, first of all. We just spend so much time pleasing other people at the expense of our own peace of mind. And this needs to stop. You need to be okay being the villain in some people's lives. Because trust me, I'm okay with it. And I'm like, maybe I was the villain in your life, but I needed to do that to protect my own peace. And if you did not act a certain way, maybe I would not have been the villain. So, you know, it's a two-way street. But what I won't do is try to please you. So we need to stop with the people pleasing. And honestly, this is getting really preachy, but I also want to tell you, I guess the final thing is that you need to prioritize your health, especially your gut health. I've been told many times that your gut really controls the rest of your health, and it's so true. So take care of your health, take care of what you eat, take care of, and when I say your health, I mean the holistic health. You know, take care of what you eat, take care of who are the people who are around you, take care of the news that you consume, take care of, you know, or the hobbies that you have, whether it is shisha, all of these, you know, preserve your health, because without your health, there's nothing. And we all remember those days when, you know, where you have a blocked nose and you're like, oh my God, I miss being able to breathe through my nose properly. And that's basically it, you know? And I think you just need to prioritize looking after ourselves, because we will reach a time where we won't be able to make any changes anymore to our health. So now is the best time to do that. So let's all focus on that. And the second thing is your relationships. Honestly, wasn't there like that Harvard study that everybody yaps about, is that the main predictor of your happiness throughout the years in your life is the quality of your relationship. And there's nothing better than a deep relationship that makes you feel seen, heard, and also in check, you know? And for me, I have friends in my life who are there supporting me every step of the way and who make me feel so loved and valued and seen for who I am. I can turn up as I am. I don't need to pretend to be anyone else. I can literally say whatever is going on in my mind without any filter. And at the same time, the other people who will tap me on the shoulder and tell me, maybe you should not be doing that. You know, maybe just have a think again if you think that this is right or wrong. And sometimes in a less polite way, sometimes I'll be like, girl, this ain't right. you need to wrap this up. And I think that's okay. It's good to have these people in your life. And I personally think that I am this beautiful amalgamation. Yeah, I'm not calling myself beautiful. I'm calling the amalgamation beautiful. The beautiful amalgamation of all the wonderful people I've had the chance to be around since I was a child, be it my parents, my sister, my teachers, my high school friends, my university friends, my work friends, now my colleagues, people who I work with, everybody. I feel like they make me who I am because of how deep of a relationship I form with certain people in my life. And whether they are still in my life or not, they've taught me something at some point, and we've shared a beautiful memory at some point. And I think that's so beautiful. And in today's world where we are more connected than ever, I feel like we're really losing deep connections. And that's because we don't even bother sending a message. We like someone's story and think that that's us being in touch. We need to pick up the phone and call our friends. We need to build and give time to these relationships and nurture them. And I think that's the best advice I can leave you with today. And if there's one thing you want to take away from this episode, is try to find the casual magic in your life every day. And I have my gorgeous friend in the UK, I'm sure you will recognize, she has her podcast called Casual Magic, actually. And I just love how she talks about, you know, finding the simple things in life every day, whether it is just today I walked out and the sun hit my face and I really liked it, or I saw someone who smiled at me, or, you know, I realized that the plants were finally having flowers. Just find some little thing that made you probably smile, or you thought was unusual in a very good way. And this way, again, it grounds you, makes you grateful, and makes your life a little bit more happy. You know, it feels like it's a movie. You're going out and you're seeing all of these things, and it's all the B-roll of a movie that we forget sometimes. But yeah, and I honestly, don't take life too seriously. Take your relationships and your health seriously, and just go out and achieve what you are meant to achieve. Don't get bogged down into politics of relationship, of work, and, you know, just like get out of it, let things go. And just hold on to what matters the most. And I hope that this was helpful. I feel more motivated now. I'm going to go home and do my vision board. And once again, the biggest thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the Dream Girl journey. You are what make this podcast what it is today. And if you've listened until the end, I really appreciate you, and I send you a big thank you. And I cannot wait to create much more magic in 2025 with all of you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed year. Love you all.